happy Monday.
I never thought I'd be happy about a Monday.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
To the show.
It's where fun meets awesome.
Well, I guess it all depends on what your definition of fun is.
I like to have fun.
We like to have fun.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Right this way to the fun zone.
That sounds fun.
Hey, who's ready to have some fun?
It's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Monday morning. Good morning to you. Thanks for waking up and starting another week with us. I'm John. That's Jackson.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Monroe.
Hi.
Hi today of 85. And if you hear any yelps or whimpers.
Oh, it's just the cutest.
We have we're having a puppy party here in studio.
Puppy party.
What's this one's name?
This is Elvis.
Elvis.
And he's got two brothers in the production room right now. Their names are Spider and Flower.
Oh, did you hear that? Was that a yawn?
Right there on the microphone.
Oh, good job, Elvis. You're in showbiz already.
Already.
I was walking up to get ready for the show, and Jackson's chasing like three puppies, and he's got like a poop bag in his hand, and he's just like,
oh yeah,
little puddles all over the studio.
Oh yeah,
it's great.
You know, little puppy. You know how they do. They just pee 24 hours a day.
Like, oh, engineers are going to
so
love us.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why do we have puppies in the studio today?
Well, today is International Dog Day.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to be leaving you fools behind in a little while. And basically what the idea is we want you to comment your work address with your boss's permission.
Yes.
Elvis wanted to make sure your boss knew about it. And then once you have that address on there, I'm going to pick a few at random, and me and the puppies are going to crash your work for the day. So we're going to do mobile puppy parties all over the valley.
So you come on by with the puppies, and everyone just gets to love on them for a few minutes and take some photos.
Yep.
And okay, so we're going to do a post here on Instagram.
Yep.
So we'll do that right after we get into the first
commercial
break. So you
got to go follow us on Instagram, get your boss's permission, and I might surprise you with a puppy party at work.
So Jackson will hit the road after the showbiz beat. So he does the showbiz beat around like 6:20. So right after that, he'll start coming towards you. Our Instagram handle is Mix1051 Utah. That is the cutest puppy.
I know, aren't they so cute?
Oh my gosh.
I can't take it.
They're
I know.
So cute.
Monroe, did your son make it back? Is he okay?
He lived.
Oh, he lived. Okay, thank goodness.
He didn't get eaten by a bear?
Mm. Yeah, the husband came back too.
Oh, okay, so both. Congratulations.
I know.
100% success.
Yeah, they went backpacking. And shout out to Jackson for trying to make me feel better by giving me a sign.
Yeah,
it's funny.
I've been buying up all my white elephant gifts now for Christmas at the DI just because I love thrifting.
Yeah.
And I found this sign that said "Gone hiking" and it just has a bear on it, and I was like, well, I don't think those hikers made it. And I remembered after Monroe told us that she was worried her son was going to get eaten by a bear that I had it down in my car.
Yeah, because he's the perfect bear size. Like bears would be like, oh,
he's a good snack.
Yeah, it's like the baby bear had the little bowl and the papa bear had the big bowl. And then the medium, it was just right.
Just my son. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Are you kidding me? Okay, you're going to go down on the ground.
No, don't.
Let the puppy roam.
Look,
it's fine.
He's just roaming. He's going to have a good time.
That makes more sense because all of a sudden you came in and you had a sign from Monroe that said gone hiking. And I'm like, where did he get this so fast?
I'm just that good, John.
Like, what do you do with
your
time?
I'm just that good.
Turns out you just keep a lot of props in your car.
Always. Oh. I'm always ready to put on a production, Jonathan.
Showbiz.
Hello.
Now, one of your four photos is of the hike. Is that one of the
four?
Okay, I thought so.
So my head. You know how when kids look at you, like your children look at you, and they're like, "Dad, I'm not doing anything wrong."
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, what are you doing wrong? My husband sent me a text saying, we're having a great time.
Oh.
So I was like, you send me a picture right now.
Yeah.
Send me a picture.
What happened?
Prove it.
Right.
He's not dangling off a cliff right now, right?
Nothing's a great. I've never had such a good time.
Yeah.
He's got like some rash on his arm.
Yeah. So that's the pic I got.
Awesome. All right. Again, if you're just waking up this morning and you're hearing some whimpering inside the studio, we're having a puppy party here in studio.
Elvis is singing. That's like the perfect name for him.
I know.
Because
he's always singing.
Yeah.
Jackson's going to take the puppies on the road to your place of business. What about classrooms?
Yeah, we could do that. I'm just worried that people are going to get weird with kids being allergic
to dogs.
That's
a good point.
So that way, if it's adults can all like kind of consent.
Yeah.
But you can't take a puppy to a classroom and tell a kid that he can't touch him.
That's the truth.
That's so rude.
Yeah.
All right, so, throw your classroom up there, maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe I could swing by.
Well, at the teacher's discretion. All right, so that's going to be up on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. Tell us where you're working. Make sure you get permission from your boss first.
Please.
Because Jackson just will show up.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not going to give you any warning. No. I'm just going to bust through the doors.
Yeah.
Puppy's here.
And we just let you
kind of... Oh, my gosh. Will you do it just like that?
Yeah, like Burt Macklin.
Yeah.
Just bust
the puppies. Or the Kool-Aid man.
Burt Macklin's less offensive, but whatever.
Here we are.
Man, I got called the Kool-Aid man all the time when I was a kid.
Did you really?
What?
Yes, because I was so big and like a bull in a china shop. I broke everything.
Kids are terrible people.
Oh, it's my parents. I wasn't kids.
My buddy was a big guy when we were kids, and everyone used to call him Kirby. Because he would get red when he was angry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh,
that's
good.
My gosh.
Man.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Start wolfing things down.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right. So go to our Instagram page, Mix1051Utah. I do want to mention these puppies, the ones that Jackson's bringing today, are not up for adoption.
Not yet.
Not
they're
yet.
Still too young, so they're still with their foster family.
Yeah.
But if you would, after petting the puppies today, if you would like to adopt a really cute, adoptable puppy, head over to utahhumane.org.
And we need to get you out sooner than later because the UN Civil Society Conference is
that what all those police are about?
Yeah.
There's cops everywhere.
Yeah, that's why. And they're going to
shut down. Smells
like bacon
in this city.
You know what's crazy? Is walking in today, I thought it was like eerily
quiet.
Quiet.
Yeah.
I felt like I was being watched.
Yeah.
There was a sniper on a building.
I'm sure there was.
With me in a scope somewhere.
Yeah, they were watching you walk here.
The UN
exciting.
Is here.
Exciting.
Yes.
The world is here.
Right, so.
Maybe I should stop by the UN with puppies.
Oh, just go up there and knock on the door.
What if I bring world peace today because I stopped by the UN with puppies? What?
Jackson.
I think we did it.
Go.
I think we did
You're
it.
You're welcome, America. All right, let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. All right, Angelina Jolie has allegedly compared Chris Hemsworth to a young Brad Pitt and now reportedly wants to work with him. And we all know what that's code for.
Ooh.
Sinking her claws into him.
Yeah. She's like, you guys ready to make Mr. and Mrs. Smith 2?
Yeah. So they, I guess, worked together at San Diego Comic-Con. And she fell in love with him and has not stopped talking about how she really wants to work with Chris Hemsworth. And she said she
Join
wants to
work. Join the club, lady.
Yeah, right? Everyone wants to work with Chris Hemsworth. Everyone wants to work Chris Hemsworth.
Yes!
She definitely wants to work on some hot-blooded project as an on-screen couple. She sees Chris as a younger, sexier, more exciting version of Brad.
Wow.
That's what the sources say.
Oh my gosh.
That is an insult to Brad
Yet
Pitt.
Yet again, she's going after the most famous man in the world.
I don't think she could do it.
She can't get. She's too old now.
Yeah, she is.
I'm sorry, honey.
I know.
I'm sorry.
That's what I was thinking. No, but that's what I was thinking.
Wow.
If she's a little younger, though.
Yeah.
Plus, she's got 6 kids, man.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a ton.
How many does Chris Hemsworth have?
3. He's got twins and...
I know he has a few.
Yeah. I know their exact ages and the schools that they
I know,
go
that
to.
Was my fear. I was like,
I figured I needed to leverage them at some point.
Like, do I need to ask this question, Monroe, and how far are we going to go?
It's amazing. All right, Better Call Saul star Bob Odenkirk says that the Hollywood tells the Hollywood Reporter that the Breaking Bad movie has wrapped production. So this story broke on Friday. Mm. He goes... I don't know why people don't know what's happening. They've been filming it forever, and it just wrapped up. But they kept it very hush-hush.
They really did.
No one talked about it. And then today, a press release came out saying that the Breaking Bad movie is titled El Camino and will premiere on Netflix October 11th. So it's a Netflix movie.
That is quick, though.
Yeah, it was a fast turnaround.
Yeah.
So they just wrapped production last week, and now it's going to drop in
October?
Like a month? Yeah. So it's that editing team is speedy.
Maybe not going to be the highest quality.
That's kind of what I'm worried about now.
Uh-huh.
When
you know what, though?
Like
maybe
this.
It doesn't have to be because it's, you know, based off of a TV show.
Yeah, plus they
It
like,
just has to match the quality of the TV show.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be studio quality.
I don't want any more than what I had from the TV show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the movie will follow Aaron Paul's character, Jesse Pinkman, as he lives life as a fugitive. So this is after. I thought we were getting some sort of prequel or like flashbacks, but apparently it's all... Just him running away from the law.
He didn't.
Do you have a question about the show?
He didn't die.
He did not die. No.
He
ran off.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He ran off.
The other one died.
Uh-huh.
Or did he?
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Whatever. You've had like 10 years, so get on board. Meryl Streep is selling her New York City penthouse for a whopping $18.2 million. So she has an entire floor, which has views of the Hudson River, the New York Harbor, the Statue of Liberty, and the Empire State Building.
It's got everything. It's
Are
got
you ready to get on board everything. With Meryl Streep now, John?
No, never.
He's not gonna.
No.
I've worked with him forever. I've worked with John long enough to know, but he's a Streep hater, which is fine.
Overrated.
I can't get on board with Tom Cruise. So it's just between one of those things that we don't agree on. The home has four bedrooms and a terrace that wraps around three sides of the penthouse. So you just have like this huge balcony, which is so cool. It has wood floors and white walls. So, you know, dress it up a little, Meryl.
Yeah.
I expected a little bit more for $18 million.
Color from her.
I would think so, too, but she's also very sleek. She's very classy.
Got it.
I don't know if you watched The Devil Wears Prada.
That wasn't her. That was a character she played.
That's her. Let's get real. They typecast for a reason.
Right.
She's dramatic. all right. Disney has been, they had their D23 conference, which is kind of like Comic-Con, but just for Disney. And they made all sorts of announcements. One of the announcements they made was that if you do get Disney Plus exclusively for like their new TV shows, so they're doing like the Black Widow show, that's kind of their kickoff, but they're doing a lot of like Marvel and Star Wars TV shows, you're not going to be able to binge them. Because they're going to release them on a week-by-week basis to keep you coming back for more.
Yeah, smart.
No!
So you can't just get Disney Plus for the trial, watch all of Black Widow or whatever it is that you're excited for, and then cancel it. You got to keep it for at least a couple months to watch it.
I respect it.
Gosh, they're so smart. Yeah.
You know what, though? I like this. Because if left to my own devices, I'll just watch it all in one sitting.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then I won't enjoy it as much. Because, you know, like, the first bite of pizza is delicious. But your seventh slice, you're just like, And that's how I feel about TV, for sure.
Yeah.
But I watch certain shows weekly. Like, every year, I watch American Horror Story week by week, and I watch Handmaid's Tale week by week. And it makes me love the show more, because they only give me a little taste of it. And I'm like, ooh, I can't wait for next week.
Then you got something to look forward to.
Exactly. Sometimes Handmaid's Tale is the only thing that keeps me through. That keeps me going. Right now, I don't have a reason to live other than It 2 coming out on September 6th, and American Horror Story coming out at the end of September.
Did you see that Disney Plus, they're doing a High School Musical.
Yeah.
As well. They're redoing High School Musical.
And yeah. I don't know if this is Disney Plus, but I would assume it is. Hmm. Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Lizzie McGuire.
Okay, that's going to be a good show. Yeah. With Hillary.
Hillary Duff as like a 30-year-old mom. Like she's Lizzie McGuire as a mom.
It's kind of like Boy Meets World when they brought it back and turned.
Lizzo wants to be on it. Lizzo wants to be on everything. But I feel like she's got a pretty good shot at getting into the Disney universe this way.
I would think so.
And then and that's how we get an Ursula series on Disney Plus. There it is. Starring Lizzo.
There it is.
Starring Lizzo. All right, that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson's going to head on out. It's time for a puppy party on Mondays. We always like to look back over the news stories from the weekend, the ones that are just a little more ridiculous than the others, and we call them
Hey Dummy!
Actually, I have a very special Hey Dummy for you.
Oh, you do?
I do, yes.
Oh.
Produced and everything. Because it's just not a Hey Dummy for here on Earth.
Oh.
It's a Hey Dummy in outer space.
Really?
Yes.
And now, crimes in outer space.
Space.
All right. There is a NASA.
What? I didn't know there were so many crimes happening in outer space that we had to have a jingle.
I feel like when there's a crime in outer space, it needs to be acknowledged as such.
Okay, is this the first time?
It's the first time ever. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Kind of a crazy story. There's a NASA astronaut. Her name is Anne McLean, who was recently up at the International Space Station on a mission, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, while she was up there, she was actually in the middle of a divorce from her estranged wife, Summer.
Oh.
And Summer is claiming that Anne accessed her bank account from the International Space Station and took money out and moved it into her own bank account.
Well, she needed gas money.
Well, you gotta pay for the space station to stay up there, don't you?
Right?
You gotta pay the Russians.
It's not gonna orbit itself.
And it's from Anne's account. It's not a joint account. So technically, it's identity theft.
But it was in space.
Right. It would be the first crime, as far as we know, ever committed in space.
Oh, man. There's always one person that ruins it for everyone.
What's the IP address for something like that? Like, can you check? Go back and check.
I know.
It's three. You know, yeah. Like we always have like a long number.
Yeah.
When it's in space, it's not so many numbers. And is denying the claims. Now, the U.S. actually does have plans in place for crimes committed in space.
Oh, okay. Good. They're on it.
It's not like international waters. I mean, it should be, but we've actually made laws, unlike where we do it. We have like just maritime laws. So it would be just regular criminal charges. So space law equals Earth law. But we'll have to see what happens.
But international waters is still...
International waters have their own law.
What if she was...
Space law.
What if she's in space over international waters?
Great point. Great question. I don't have that answer for you. You're right about that.
But this is Perry Mason style stuff.
For hacking into account while hanging out at the International Space Station, we say, Hey, dummy!
Man, that was the longest ride, too. She was thinking about how bad she hated her ex the whole way up to space.
She's in space, and that's all she can think about.
Ugh, I can't believe you're down there. Gotta get her. All right, mine comes to us from Chicago.
All right.
Chi-town.
Yeah.
A mugger... I don't know. I guess there's still a thing, like the smash and grab type people.
You don't hear about that as much as you
used to. You don't hear a lot
to.
Of them. Yeah, but in Chicago, they're still happening.
Okay.
This time, however, they picked the wrong victim. So Claire Quinn, she's walking through, you know, the neighborhood, whatever, and a man just came up and sucker punched her in the head.
Dude.
And took her phone, like demanded her phone, her smartphone. What the mugger couldn't predict, obviously, is that... This 26-year-old woman had won the city's Golden Gloves boxing championship just a few months earlier.
I could have picked anyone, but that's what you chose.
Yeah, her boxing record is 6-0.
Oh, yeah.
So he punches her in the head, and she's kind of like crouched down like, ow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what does she do? She punched him in the groin.
There you go.
Several times.
That'll do it.
She used that Golden Gloves championship for a great cause. And, you know, ended up poor guy.
Poor guy.
It says that he ran off. I like to think more of like he hobbled.
I heard he crawled.
Yeah.
the whole time.
It was the slowest crawl ever. So I don't know. Man, for just not being able to pick him.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give him a big ol' hey, dummy!
I was talking about traffic on I-15 southbound. Looks like it's all the way backed up to Hillfield Road now.
Because of deer?
There was a little collision that happened.
Was it like the biggest deer ever?
It must have been because they've had to stop traffic to remove this deer. One deer causing a lot of problems.
Like, we're going to need a bigger spatula.
Oh, dude. Hey, you have a birthday shout out you wanted to do.
Yes. So my cousin Lindsay, dude, she listens to every podcast.
Yeah.
She rated us. She does it all. So I wanted to wish her a very, very happy birthday.
Are you doing something for her fun?
I got her the mystery date, the Chris Evans version of mystery date.
You gave that to her?
I did.
Jackson was talking about this on the Showbiz Beat. People didn't realize that Chris Evans, Captain America, is actually on the mystery date board game. He's
like a model,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the cards. So I went on eBay and I got her one of those.
Is it a working game or is it more of
I don't know. She didn't open it.
Okay.
When I was there, so.
All right. We'll find out then.
Yeah.
All right. Jackson's out on the street. We want to check in with him right now. Jackson.
Hello.
Jackson on the streets, or should I say puppy on the street?
Yeah, you can hear them. They're not being very quiet in the car. Turns out they don't like car rides.
All right, Jackson, you are on the street right now. We're doing puppy party today. Today is International Dog Day. Are you in the mixed van?
We are in the mixed van, and we are heading to a secret location.
Okay. So
I'm not going to tell you where because I want to surprise whoever puts it.
Oh, okay, very cool. All right, so here's how it's working on Instagram or on Facebook. You can comment on our post, and Jackson's just picking random places to go and bring you a puppy party. And you've already picked your first location then?
Yes.
Okay.
But it will be. I'd also like to remind people to not put the location until they're going to be there, or at least right when you are going to be there. Because I've been to locations before where they're like, oh, well, we don't get in until 10.
That's right.
What are you talking about? You don't get in until 10.
These puppies are going to be done by 10 o'clock.
They're mad about it right now.
All right, and the puppies are from the Humane Society.
Yes, Humane Society of Utah.
But you cannot adopt these specific puppies today.
No, these guys aren't quite ready. They still need some time with their foster, and they need to get fixed. but there are always real cute dogs at the Humane Society. So if you go to utahhumane.org or follow them on Instagram, because their Instagram is always next level. They have the best photos all the time.
All right, there you go. It's Jackson on the streets, Puppy on the streets for puppy parties today. I just got back from a quick trip to California.
Yeah, how was your trip?
It was good. We went out to celebrate Jen's dad's 75th birthday. And so that's a big one, right?
That is a big one.
Yeah. And so we literally flew out Saturday, had dinner Saturday night, and flew home Sunday.
Oof.
Uh-huh.
You okay?
We flew into LAX, which we never do. Because we're from Long Beach, so we're not used to like going up there to LAX.
It's terrifying.
It is the worst airport.
You're like, we're going in between two buildings.
Oh,
what are we doing?
And I mean, it's just crowded and it's chaos. And we were going through security to fly home yesterday. And we just had backpacks, right? Like, it was just a day trip. So every kid just carried a backpack on the plane. And then Liam's backpack got flagged by TSA.
Uh-oh.
And they actually were, it was kind of weird. They're like, all right, come with us. And so now Liam's kind of confused what's happening, because the TSA agent's holding his backpack and is like, come with me. And granted, like, we're with him, but he's starting to kind of freak out that someone's not giving his backpack back.
Aww.
And then they go to just like this table on the side and they open up his backpack, and now they're just taking stuff out. And he doesn't understand what's going on. Liam's 7 years old. He's never experienced this before.
Yeah.
And so he's starting to like cry.
Oh, no.
Because he's like, what are they doing to my stuff? And he's really become self-conscious of certain things he's wearing.
Yeah.
Like underwear and stuff.
Oh, no.
And now the guy's just like throwing his underwear out on the table.
Oh, come on,
and so,
dude.
Like,
he's like, going to take a kid's stuff?
Yeah. And he's like hiding, like Liam's now like hiding in my shirt. I felt so, and I'm trying to teach him to be respectful. It's TSA, that this is for security. So I'm just trying to be really cool about it. Be like, it's okay, buddy. This is for our safety. And sometimes this happens. We got to just let them do their thing. But at the same time, no, I'm getting angry about the whole thing.
Yeah, like, do you have to be like this with a kid?
Yeah, can we do this in a better way?
Uh-huh.
And they take everything out. And now they got like two people with their hands, like feeling his backpack across it. And I'm like, this is getting ridiculous. Like, this is insane.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, we're going to have to send it through again. So now we're standing there. They send
it
through again.
Was there something in it?
Turns out that Liam found a rock that he liked.
Uh-huh.
And he had like this weird secret compartment on this backpack. I don't know why they even make it. It's so small that he happened to put the rock in. And it kept triggering off all these different like scanners.
Wow. What's the rock made out of?
I don't know.
Is it a meteor?
So they found the rock and they're like, oh, it's a rock. All right, here you go. And then they just like walked away. Now we're like trying to put everything back into this backpack.
He's traumatized.
Oh my gosh. I'm so traumatized over the whole
experience.
Now
he's like, I hate that rock.
Yeah.
I
don't
want to
get
ever.
On the plane. I don't want to fly again.
Oh,
like,
no.
I know. Yeah.
You know, I get it. I get that they gotta do it. They got to be serious, because there are people who would load, you know, kids' backpacks full of stuff.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know, you could just be like, oh, we picked you for, let's go search your bag, you know, like.
Or just talk to him.
Yeah.
Like, all you had to do is kind of get down on his level and, like, talk to him, and he would have been fine.
Right.
But the guy was like, you know.
Yeah, Mr. TSA guy.
Yeah, he was a little too serious for my liking.
I got one job. I'm not messing around.
Yeah, and it was like, man, you could have made this more of a positive experience than you did.
Yeah, it's not prison.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody's guilty immediately.
No.
I get it. You got to find those guys that are trying to get through, but.
Mm-hmm. So,
man, my mama bear would have been like,
I could feel Jen's heat, and I was just continue talking, which I do when I'm like nervous, and like just
you're trying to diffuse the situation.
I was really just trying to keep everyone cool. Like, that's
doing
all
Chris,
stay calm. calm down. That's how I was in the middle of LAX. Hey, Monroe. Let's get to it. A pocket full of sunshine.
This story is unreal. So Miranda Hollingshead, she was on a family vacation. You know how those go.
Mm-hmm.
They made a stop at Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas.
Okay.
And it's an actual park where you can go and, like, they let you pick up rocks because it might be a diamond.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So Crater of Diamonds, right? And it's the name. It's, like, got all the minerals and stuff in it. It's pretty rare, though, to, like, actually...
All right,
find
so you,
a diamond.
Like, everyone gets to take a rock out, and then maybe there's a diamond, maybe there's not.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, you know, of course, there's people in her family that are like, they're not going to stop until they find one of these things. And she's got two young kids, and they're out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's miserable. And her kids are over it.
Yeah.
She's just like, oh, dear. So they find a tree and she sits under it. She does what like most people do nowadays. She whips out her phone pulls up the old YouTube.
She's just watching YouTube?
When she searched Crater of Diamonds, how to find a diamond. Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Uh-huh. So she's sitting there, she's watching this, and she's watching this older guy that's just kind of like dry sifting through the dirt. So she starts just running her hands, you know, through the dirt around her. And that's when she pulled out a 3.72 carat yellow diamond.
How much is that, something like that, worth?
I don't know. Okay. It doesn't say how much it's worth. It just says the size. It's a yellow diamond. I don't think it's like, you know, pure
but
stuff
still.
Like that. But she found...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she said she was just like sifting through the dirt. It's like dust. You know, it's desert.
Uh-huh.
She's just like, huh, there's
what's
something.
This?
Yeah. 3.72 carat
diamond.
I didn't
learn enough stuff on YouTube, it turns out.
Right?
That's what I feel like. Yeah.
I know. So okay. Next time I'm... You know, in Wyoming, I'm going to search, how do I win the lottery?
Right.
On YouTube.
See what happens.
See what happens.
Hey, Jackson's on the street. Let's check in with him right now. Jackson.
Hello.
Jackson.
Hey, what's going on?
Jackson on the street / puppy on the streets. Where are you at right now? What are you up to?
We are at Connection Point in Arroy, and we're supposed to be meeting Paula here. But I don't know that Paula is here.
Okay.
So again, only put your address or at least write the time that you're going to be at your office when we show up with the puppies.
Now, let me ask you this. Is anyone in this building at all? Or like, did you just...
Yeah, we got a couple people here. So they're going to get to pet the puppies.
So you just walked into a random place with puppies in your hand and you're like, who wants to pet these?
Here's the thing. When you have puppies, you can pretty much go and do whatever you want.
I do believe, you know, the UN Civil Society Conference is happening downtown at Salt Palace. You could probably get in. No security clearance needed.
I think so. I don't think anybody's going to check to make sure that I am on the up and up. Now, people just get distracted.
I was looking at some of the comments, and I saw that Lagoon offered you to come on by and ride some rides with the puppies.
Well, I don't think puppies with bike rides very much is the thing.
Elvis, to me, looks like he would love to go on Cannibal.
Terror ride, maybe.
Oh, the terror ride that goes so slow.
Yeah.
And then, like, the puppet comes out. I was like, rrr.
Yeah,
that
the spider.
One? Yeah.
Oh. I just got kicked out of Connection Point. Apparently, you're not allowed to have cell phones at all in Connection Point. I don't know what they do here, but apparently it's so top secret that I'm not allowed to have a cell phone in there. So we're going to go ahead and pack up the puppies, and we're going to head somewhere else.
All right, there you go, Jackson on the street. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. I'll talk to you later.
Since Jackson's on the street, Monroe, this is the Showbiz Beat.
Okay, so we heard on Friday that negotiations between Marvel, MCU, and Sony over Spider-Man fell through. Like, it failed.
And what was that? Sony actually has the rights to Spider-Man? It's not
so
Disney, Marvel?
Yeah, I think Marvel was kind of renting Spider-Man from him, if you will, or, you know, had some kind of, like, share deal.
It's interesting. So they own all the other ones, but for some reason, Spider-Man wasn't part of the... package deal.
Right.
Okay.
So they were back in negotiations. I guess the contract had expired and it completely failed. So everybody was like, well, what's going to happen now with Spider-Man? Right. Is that it? And Tom Holland came out and made an announcement. He says, all I know is that I am going to continue playing Spider-Man and having the time of my life. He says, it's going to be so fun however we choose to do it. So that's good, right?
Yeah.
Because the franchise will continue. I really like Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's been great. I did not think I would like him as much as I really do.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, he's a cool one. Mm-hmm. And he's younger, and he's kind of like the high school Spider-Man. I think it's really cool. I like what they did with the story.
And if you haven't seen Far From Home, it's fantastic.
They did a great job.
Yeah.
With
it's so cool really and kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. This is a great story for National Dog Day. And we kind of argued over this guy.
Okay.
The guy that plays Tramp in Disney's new live action.
We saw the photo last week.
Yeah.
You and I were not happy with
that's
the
not
casting.
Tramp.
Yeah.
But he's actually a real dog. And they rescued him. So he was due to be euthanized at a shelter because he'd been there for so long.
Oh, no kidding.
So Disney came in and they rescued him. His name's Monty. He's a 2-year-old terrier mix, and the guy that trained him for the movie has now adopted him. So he's living with him.
Now I like him.
I know, right?
I can't keep hating him.
I wanted to hate on him. Like, that's not what Tramp looks like. But you know what? Monty, You're all right.
Growing up, was Lady and the Tramp one that you watched a lot?
It wasn't. It wasn't one of my faves.
Yeah.
I wasn't totally into it. I liked it, though. It was decent.
I kind of put it in the same as, like, Dumbo.
Yeah, but Dumbo was way too sad for me. I couldn't deal.
Oh, trauma. And we were talking this weekend because my daughter Ella tried to watch Dumbo on the plane, the new one, and she ended up bailing on it. But
same with my Ella.
Yeah. but Jen was like, I remember watching Dumbo as a kid, just bawling my eyes out.
Yeah, you just wanted it to be over.
Yeah.
You just wanted it to
end. So sad.
Just save this poor elephant. Right. He's lost his mom. He's got two huge ears. All right. And then, so Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, I didn't know that they had a lot of animals.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, together. They had like a farm. Are you ready for this list? 7 dogs, 2 horses, 2 mini horses, 3 cats, and a pig.
These are all animals they got together.
They co-owned. Yeah, so
what
they had them together. So that's kind of what everybody was wondering. Now, if this had happened in California, if the divorce had happened in California, it'd be very different. Like, there would be a judge that came in and like just kind of sorted it out. But it looks like...
is this Nashville?
I think so.
Okay.
It looks like Miley's going to get them all. Miley's got the farm. Miley's got the place to put him. Liam currently has a couch in his brother's basement. So
he's going well for Liam.
Yeah. I wish he would just be like, I'm taking the mini horses.
Just one thing.
They're coming with me.
To see, like, there's a photo of Liam, like, he's holding just like a mini horse walking out the door.
Yeah. One under each arm.
Exactly.
Just like, they're coming with me.
Man,
they like me better than you anyway. All right. That's your showbiz beat.
All right, Monroe. Appreciate that. Asking you to choose the news this morning. Good morning to you. It's John. Monroe and Jackson, Utah State Fair tickets on the line with Choose the News. All you have to do is vote. That's how you get in the running for those tickets. Since Jackson's out doing the puppy parties, it's just Monroe and I and our stories. So, Monroe, your story is?
Everything else you missed at Disney's D23 Expo.
And I've got news of the food.
News of the food.
Kind of like it, don't you?
No.
Is it growing on you a little
bit?
You feel a little warmer? It's like a nice comfy sweater that you just put on, like a hoodie.
I hate it.
On a cold winter day.
I don't like it.
Brooklyn says, happy Monday. Voting for Monroe today. Have a great week. Lynn says, food is overrated. Let's go with Monroe.
No. I don't think it is.
Food is overrated.
Food in general. I mean.
You could say my story might be overrated.
I feel like you couldn't live without it.
Because people are cheating and voting early, I'm going to go with John's story
today.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I think we're a little jealous that Jackson gets to play with puppies all morning, and here we are sitting in a studio.
Yeah, chop liver.
I know. No kidding. I'm with you.
Hey, go ahead and choose the news.
I'm going to go with your story today, John.
Oh, awesome. News of the food.
News of the food. Trying to be on it.
Cool. We're going to put you in the drawing for Utah State Fair tickets.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
How about this from Tannen? I just saw Jackson and the Mix Van at the Maverick and Roy. I wanted to stop and say hi, but I had to catch the train. Also, Piranha for Dinner has my vote, so that's my story from Tannen. But seeing Jackson, I don't know if he's there getting breakfast. I don't know if he's doing a puppy party.
He's at the Maverick. He's trying to get free food.
Yeah, he's like, I'll give you a puppy.
They're hungry.
A Bahama Mama. Hey, guys, this is Avery. I'm on my way to school. My vote will have to be for Monroe.
Yes.
John, you've been winning too much.
Mm-hmm. Have you?
No.
You won like once last week,
I'm never winning too much. Let's go ahead and see here. The winner. You know, it's a nice back and forth.
Well, good.
Yeah. With 56% of the votes, Monroe!
Yay! Oh, I didn't think I had that one. There was a lot that came out of the D23 Expo this weekend. And I know we got a ton of new trailers. So there's a new trailer for The Mandalorian.
Do I know what that is?
It's like the Star Wars series.
Oh, okay.
About the Mandalorian.
Okay.
Kind of Boba Fett-ish, right?
Yeah.
Boba Fett was a Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know if you saw the trailer for the new Anna Kendrick Christmas movie called Noelle.
No.
She sings.
Of course she sings. That's what she does now. That's all she
does. Dude, Anna Kendrick is amazing.
She started doing Pitch Perfect. Then she started doing like musicals, like Into the Woods.
I felt like they just wanted to challenge her. Like, oh, okay. You see, think you're such a hot shot? Do it and sing too.
She's nailing it each time.
Yeah, she totally is. It looks great. We got a new trailer for Lady and the Tramp. We got a new trailer for High School Musical. And then the new trailer that I was most excited about was The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
TV series. And it's just Jeff Goldblum, like, going out and just hanging out with people. You know, he's playing basketball, like street ball, with some kids.
You and I were just watching it, and he, like, gives someone a tattoo at a tattoo convention.
Tries synchronized swimming.
Let me tell you right now, if Jeff Goldblum wanted to give me a tattoo.
Oh, whatever you want,
absolutely.
Dude. Sure.
Done.
Yeah. And he's like, well, can it be R-rated? And I'm like,
sure.
Yeah.
You know why? I could always say Jeff Goldblum did
right.
this tattoo.
Yeah, this is the one Jeff Goldblum did. Yeah, I know.
Didn't he come to FanX?
He did.
Was he cool? Did you hear anything about him?
He was exactly the way he appears.
Is he really?
Yes. Because so many of them, you can tell it's a facade.
Yeah.
It's not. It's just him.
Just random and kind of silly.
Yes. He's just living his best
his
life.
His character in Thor, I loved. If you wanted to do a standalone movie about that guy,
right.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I'm all about it. We also got plot details for Frozen 2, and it was announced that there's going to be a Stark reunion in the MCU, in the Marvel comic universe.
There's going to be a Game of Thrones Stark reunion in a
Yes, so Marvel Rob Stark,
uh-huh.
the guy that plays Rob Stark, Richard Madden,
uh-huh.
he is going to be in the Eternals, but then they also announced that Kit Harington is going to be in the Eternals.
Jon Snow. So they're both going to be in another show together.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
I feel like you brushed right over Frozen 2. Do you have some of the Frozen 2 storyline?
No.
Okay. Well, don't glare at me. You said that they had new Frozen 2 stuff, so I got excited. My kids have been counting down
I know. I clicked on it, and it just said, join us all weekend for the animated. And so I was like, oh, no.
That one's on me.
Yeah,
that
so I just me. Tried to breeze past it and not get busted. And then finally, we got a release date for Black Panther 2, which is going to be May of 2022.
I forgot they're also doing those still. So there are, after Avengers Endgame, there's still a few of those characters who are getting more movies, like Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like 2 years.
Well, computer graphics take a long time,
man.
I think. Hey, Jackson's out, so my story will be in the podcast today, not Jackson's story. Jackson's out on the street. We'll talk to him right now. What's up, Jackson?
Hi, Pookie.
We just got a text from someone saying they saw you over at a Maverick. I don't know, were you filling up? Were you doing a puppy party? What were you doing?
We were getting breakfast.
Okay.
Listen, the puppies are cute and all, but I needed a burrito.
I got to be honest, there was a moment when you were like, we're going up north first for our stop. I was like, he's just going to go home with the puppies and have a cuddle party.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
oh, yeah, go back to bed. We drove past my house and I was like, oh, that is tempting.
Right? How goes it so far this morning? We're a little over an hour into you going out and surprising work places with 3 puppies from the Humane Society.
Well, I'm going to be real with you. That first stop was kind of we're going to count it as a mulligan.
Okay.
Because the person who put their work address was not in attendance at work that day.
Yeah.
So we are now heading over to the Ogden Business Depot to a Complete Nutrition, I believe it is. But I could have that business name wrong. I'm driving, so I can't read. Give me a break.
Sure.
People, thank you so much. So we're heading over there right now with the puppies, who are being exceptionally quiet right now, which can only mean one thing. They're taking a nap to conserve their energy to scream some more later.
Aww.
Yeah, when we talked to Jackson earlier this morning, we could barely hear him over just the chirps from the puppies in the mix van.
So, they're having a really great day.
All right, so if someone wants to have a puppy party, what's the best way to do so?
Head on over to Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. Put your business address in the comment on the photo of me holding puppies, and we might swing by your office with some puppies.
And make sure the boss says it's okay before you do something like this. Yeah.
I don't ask much of you. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I just want your affection usually, but this time I'm going to need you to write the address, whether or not it's okay with your boss, and what time you're going to be at your office.
Makes sense to me. Hey, since you're driving right now, and it's National Puppy Day, do you and Monroe want to play Yes or BS National Dog Day Trivia?
Yeah.
Oh, you know I do.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a statement, and you decide whether it is true or no, it is completely false, and it has to do with dogs, okay?
Okay.
All right, puppies are born blind and deaf. Is that yes or BS?
Yes.
Are we doing this like you go to me and then you go to Monroe, or are we shouting out our name?
Well, you can't shout out your name when it said this was for Monroe. Yes, Monroe.
Yes, they are.
That is correct. Yeah. They also don't have any teeth for the first few weeks. Jackson, over to you. Dogs are totally colorblind.
No.
That is correct. They can't see as many colors as we can, but they do see some shades of blue and yellow. The myth that they're colorblind dates back to a dog training manual they made back in the 1930s. And it just is kind of kept on, and a lot of people believe that.
Don't trust anything that the 30s had to say. They didn't know what they were doing. They were putting cocaine in Coca-Cola.
True.
The 30s were a mess.
I like that back in the 30s, though, we had an instruction manual for everything. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, you could just go through and be like, oh, okay, there's a nuclear bomb. Let me find my instruction manual on that.
What do I do with this baby? I'll go to the manual.
Monroe, back over to you. A dog's ears can move independently in different directions.
No.
I'm sorry, you're wrong. That is true.
Is it?
They have 18 different muscles that control ear movement.
I know horses, they do that thing.
Same with like a dog, how like one goes up and one goes down.
Do?
I don't know. I'm no veterinarian. Jackson, over to you. There are so many different dog breeds that they're officially the most diverse mammal in the world. Yes or BS?
I mean, there are a lot of dog breeds. I'm trying to think of other mammals, and I don't think... I mean, you got everything from wolves to chihuahuas there in the dog category, so I'm going to say that is true.
That is correct.
Woo! Yeah.
A study in 2010 looked at the shape of their skulls, and the skull of a collie is as different from another skull as like a cat skull is from a walrus. That's how different all of these animals are, even though they're... Yeah. Well, I got one more to go. Monroe, we'll see if you can tie it up here. The Beatles put a sound on one of their albums that only dogs can hear. Is that yes or BS?
I'm a Beatles fan too. I should know this. I'm going to say no.
You're wrong. It's yes.
Ow!
At the very end of the song, A Day in the Life, Paul McCartney talked about it in an interview back in 2013. Jackson, even though you're just driving a car full of puppies, you still won, man.
Woo! Can never beat me. Take that, Monroe.
We're about a 1 week into school.
Mm-hmm.
It was last week
first
when
week.
School began for your two kids. Ike was going into first grade.
Yep.
And we were pretty excited about it.
Yeah. His teacher seemed like the real, like, super chill teacher. She's got the flexible seating.
Right. So you were talking about flexible seating where kids got to like choose where they sit each day.
Yeah. So, you know, they can sit on the floor.
Yeah.
They can lay on the floor and read, sit on the couch.
That's cool.
One of the cool desks. She's got like those ball chairs, bouncy chairs. So it seemed like, oh man, this is going to be a cool learning environment.
So I remember you coming in the next day and you're like, you and your husband, Tom, were talking about, can you believe this teacher? Like, how cool is this room going to be?
Uh-huh.
And?
She laid the smack down last week.
Oh, did she really? What happened?
So my son, he's been in like private school and, you know, a very loving environment. Uh-huh. In private school, it's very different. Like teachers are allowed to hug the kids, you know, and stuff like that.
In public, you have more regulation.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So then to go to this teacher, he came home, he was like, Mom, my teacher, someone didn't fill out their paper right, and so she crumpled it up and threw it in the garbage.
She did what? In first grade? She crumpled up and threw someone's paperwork away?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the child's soul with it.
That kid will never forget that. That kid's going to talk about that when he's 50.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, I just fell for him because I remember you get that strict teacher and you're like, oh, no. Like, your heart just sinks.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, he's got a super strict teacher. And I get what she was doing, you know.
She's making an example, making a
point. She was telling him, like,
yeah,
you have to put your name at the top of every paper. You have to do everything this way. This
exactly.
is how every paper's supposed to be. And so someone didn't do it right. So she crumbled it up and threw it in the garbage.
Oh, I feel so bad for that kid.
I know.
That's all I can think about. Did you ever get yelled at? Do you have, like, one of those memories?
Yeah, I did. Mine was different, though. Like, there was a girl at school who kept leaving early, and it ended up that she told the principal and her parents that I was punching her in the stomach every day.
Oh.
And, like, I didn't even talk to her.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk to this girl. And so then, like, they brought me in, It was like,
oh, she got like the sit down like they do in the movies.
Yeah,
where you get
and I was like, what
yeah.
is happening?
Wow.
I had no idea. I was set up.
Punk of a kid.
I know. I'll never forget her.
We, in first grade, we went to the zoo and they left a child at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Times have changed. Maybe there's more. I remember we got back to school.
Yeah. That's why we had the buddy system.
And they were doing the head count back there and they realized we were one short.
Like, Johnny, I told you, just hold still for 2 seconds.
And I just remember the chaos that happened within the classroom at that moment when they realized we were one child down. And, you know, we had, like, the parent chaperones. Now everyone's, like, freaking, like, trying to, who was in charge of this kid? Like, trying to point fingers. And,
oh,
like,
man.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing. And just, like, now we as the kids are all, like, thinking we're never going to see our friend again.
Yeah.
Like, our, you know.
Johnny's there's lions in there and bears.
He's going to be eaten by the animals.
He's going to get taken by a stranger.
And, like, a bunch of parents hopped in a car and, like, peeled out of the, like, we're going back. And, like, we were down in Long Beach. This was the L.A. Zoo. That's a good hour and a half drive. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being that parrot? I'm so sorry.
Hey, I know you're here to pick up little Johnny. You know, we left
He's
him
stuck in traffic right now.
Exactly. He'll be back around 8 p.m. tonight.
En route.
So yeah. I totally forgot about that. I hope it goes better. I hope it's okay.
You
I'm
know,
sure it's just one little thing.
This is I told my son this.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I bet that she's actually going to be a really nice, really fun teacher, but she's just got to lay the ground rules.
Yeah, that's the first week. You got to do something.
Yeah, you got to put your foot down and make sure that everybody follows the rules.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so she'll probably be a lot nicer.
What I recommend doing is actually leaving one of the kids on a field trip, because the one who's the worst, and be like, see what happens when you don't behave, and that'll really make sure the kids pay attention. All right, Monroe, since Jackson's out, you got the showbiz beat.
For the second straight year, Scarlett Johansson is the world's highest paid actress.
Is that all Avengers money?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, where is that all that money coming from? Because she only did Endgame last year. They didn't give her $56 million to do that movie, did they?
Maybe she gets like taste of the back end.
Maybe, or if it's the Black Widow series, is she gonna have anything to do with that?
Yeah, she's supposed to.
Yeah, so maybe part of that money's coming in. I don't know, but
I can't think of another movie she's been in.
I know,
like a blockbuster type movie. Unless we're forgetting something. Yeah.
Yeah. So, highest paid actress. Number two is Sofia Vergara. She made $44 million last year.
Is that still for Modern Family money?
Mm-hmm. It's got to be. I think she does a lot of, like, endorsements and stuff, though, as well.
Yeah, she's got, like, the Coffee Mate or some kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so I think she gets a lot of money from that. Number three is Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
Number four, Nicole Kidman. So that's got to be for, like, Big Little Lies.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? They're making a decent amount out of that. And then number five is Jennifer Aniston. So I think that was her Netflix movie.
And then she's got all those endorsements that she does.
Yeah, she does a ton of stuff.
Speaking of Nicole Kidman, I watched Aquaman.
Yeah.
On the plane.
And?
No one told me Nicole Kidman was in it.
Yes, Nicole Kidman's in it.
I had no clue Nicole Kidman was in it. I was
really
shocked.
You're like,
yeah.
It's like a big revealing
scene,
too.
It was a huge reveal. I almost debated even telling it because I'm like, is that a spoiler? But I don't think it is. Like,
no, she's in the trailer.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's how the trailer starts out.
What?
This is Nicole Kidman.
Nah,
make it out with Aquaman's dad.
Nah, I don't remember that.
They're kissing on the dock.
It was good. It was long.
It was good, though. Yeah. The sharks.
Yeah, Jason Momoa was funny.
Yeah, he's great.
He was great, yeah.
Listen, and it was Jason Momoa.
I looked up his diet, his workout routine afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no.
Is it legit? Work.
Yeah. No, thank you. Not a lifestyle I want to live.
That's the thing, is they're like working out like 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
But they're making millions of dollars.
That's fine.
If somebody said, John, you can have $20 million if you make out or if you work out 6 hours a day. I would make out with Jason Momoa. That's where my mind was going. All right. This is terrible. So TMZ photographers, they're relentless.
Mm-hmm.
They're terrible people. Did you see what they did over the weekend?
No.
They busted Sean Spicer leaving a Spanx store.
Ah, no.
I know. Ah. He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Just trying to keep it all.
Dude, you know how those ballroom outfits are? They're going to put them in spandex. You know they are.
Uh-huh.
They had to get some Spanx.
Just wanted to look okay.
And then TMZ was like, oh.
Got you.
Yeah. Isn't that so rude?
That's awesome.
I just thought, oh, man, of all the times you're going to get photographed, this is the time that you chose? It's awful. Billie Eilish was talking to Billboard magazine, and she says that she thought her song Bad Guy was going to be a flop on the charts. She said, what's funny about it is I actually thought it would flop because the chorus, it doesn't have a hook.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Like, if you think about the song, I think this is the hook, the beat.
Yeah.
Because this... It's just... Then she just whispers, I'm a bad guy a few times.
Yeah. So, you know, she says at least what we wrote as the chorus. She says, my brother and I actually sat in his room trying to write something else over that, but we couldn't do it because nothing else worked. So maybe that's why there's just that music in there. Because they left a space for it, and then they made the song, and they're like, you know what? Actually, that's kind of cool.
Say the most catchy part that everyone does is the...
Jackson does the best one, though. Like that. And then finally, Post Malone just made a big announcement. He's got a new album coming out September 6th.
Yeah. We're playing his new song, Goodbyes.
I love that song.
A little bit of that for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm no good at goodbyes. We're both acting insane, but you're stubborn to change. Now I'm drinking again. 80 proof in my veins, and my fingers are stained. Looking over the edge.
Gets it right now.
I love him.
Me too.
Gosh. Yeah. And he's just got that, I don't know what it is about him, but he's like the cutest rapper you've ever seen.
Didn't you have a friend who like was hanging out with him and saying like he was like so chill?
Yeah. So a friend of mine is friends with a tour manager and they were doing some big show over in Belgium.
Okay.
Like Billie Eilish was there and Post Malone was there. And she did this post on Facebook that said that he was so chill. He was just sitting there like playing ping pong and, you know, eating pizza, just like you'd expect from Post Malone.
That's what I want out of my Post Malone.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, that's your showbiz beat.
Today's Blake Lively's birthday. And so Ryan Reynolds did a post. He does it every year for her birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Where he does nothing but ugly photos of her. Like photos that you would never really post. And they're the best. So
if my husband did it to me, it would not be funny. It's not funny.
So make sure you check that out as well. Jackson on the streets with his puppy party. Hey, man.
Come on, bat baby.
Oh, what happened?
Hello.
What happened?
Oh, just chasing puppies. They keep running.
I told the story this morning. I got to work and I was looking down the hall and Jackson was chasing three puppies down the hall with like a poo bag in one hand. And he was like, get back here. I was like, oh yeah.
They're running. They're puppies for sure. They got places to be and things to do all the time.
All right, Jackson, you've been having puppy parties all morning long. Tell us what's been going on.
Well, right now we are at the Roy Parks and Recreation Department. With our friend Emily, who wanted to see some puppies.
Oh, very cool. That's a perfect place for puppies to run around.
Oh, yeah, of course. We got a Parks and Rec department. They're used to animals, you know, running around their parks and stuff, I assume. Emily?
Sure.
Why not?
Sure, whatever. Let me pet the puppies. That's what she's saying right now. Cool. So the way it works is if you also want to have a puppy party, go to our Instagram. Go to our Facebook. Jackson's just driving around with puppies in his car and knocking on businesses and going on in. I'm glad Emily was there. We had an incident earlier where someone said, come on by, and no one knew why you were there.
Yeah, no one was there to greet us, for sure.
Hey, to the two of you, dog owners say their dogs are happiest when what? When is your dog the happiest?
Oh, I know.
What is it?
When she's getting a treat.
Oh, when you're giving some snacks.
She's such a good girl.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking to her in your baby talk.
Yeah, and I'm like, who's a good girl?
Uh-huh.
Who's a good girl? Are you a good girl? Are you a good girl?
Eating treats is number three, according to this list. Yeah. Jackson, what do you think? Dog owners say their dogs are happiest when?
When they're peeing. I know a few dogs. Susan Milan says that a dog loves nothing more than taking a good pee.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah, the dogs must have had a lot of fun this morning in your production room then. No, no, that is not it. According to this list, mealtime. Chowing down.
That's the same.
That is not the same as a treat.
I would have given it to Monroe, but that's, you know. That's
eating dog treats is number three. Mealtime is number one. Sandwich between that, going on walks.
Oh, yeah. Dude, as soon as we pick up her leash, it's just like.
Oh, you can't even say the word walk around my dog. We have to spell it.
My dog wants to play tug of war 24/7, And he will not, no means no, and he does not understand that. I'm like, listen, it's 2019, no means no. He will never just have enough.
Oh.
Did you see my dog in that bed?
Where did you get that dog
bed? It's my mother-in-law. He was staying at my mother-in-law's this weekend. It is like the funniest photo.
Is that her bed?
That is her dog bed for her dogs.
Hey, you need to find out where she got it.
How extra is that thing?
It's... Oh, but your dog looks so regal.
I know, doesn't he? I looked at the photo. I'm like, I need like a musket and to be standing next to him in like a hunting jacket. Like, I feel like that's my poor dog needs that kind of an owner. And I am not that owner.
No, it was very picturesque.
We have that photo up on our Instagram under 4 photos, Mix 105.1 Utah. Jackson's on the street doing puppy parties. You're going to still go out for a while, right, man?
Oh, yeah. We still got a couple hours of this.
All right, perfect. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Starbucks is releasing the pumpkin spice latte.
Mm.
August 27th. Feels a little early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about the pumpkin spice. I don't mind it in October.
It's going to get cold. Like, the leaves have to turn.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm there yet.
Yeah.
I'm still in summer mode. I really am.
Yeah, I went swimming this weekend.
It was 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I am. Yeah. BuzzFeed, though, did a survey that asked people's opinions on different coffees because of the pumpkin spice release.
Yeah.
So with you, black coffee or with cream or milk? Which one do you do?
I do creamer.
It's 80% cheese cream.
Heavy.
Really?
Not like heavy cream, but like a lot of it.
Why? Then you don't like the taste?
No.
You're not a coffee fan. You just like the effects. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just need to have coffee. Once you have kids, you just...
You know, I drink usually tea, but if I do coffee, I do just black. I like bitter. I don't like sweet things, though. Like, to me, blah, blah. What's non-negotiable? Morning coffee or afternoon coffee? Which one would you rather have?
Morning.
Yeah, 84% choose morning coffee.
Are you serious?
Is tea a good substitute? I'm a tea drinker.
No.
65% say no.
No.
Yeah.
I can't even hold a candle to coffee.
Would you go hot coffee or iced coffee?
Oh, it depends on the season.
Okay. 56.
I do say hot, though. Hot mostly.
56 say iced if they have to choose between the two of them.
Huh.
Yeah. What's more of a nightmare? Free coffee that tastes terrible or amazing coffee that costs $10 a cup?
What's more terrible?
What's more of a nightmare? Yeah. So free bad coffee or delicious expensive coffee.
I would rather pay $10 for a good cup of coffee.
See, I kind of with you, but no. 60% say that they would rather have the free terrible coffee. The Home Depot coffee.
It's because they're putting so much creamer in it.
And finally, what's more overrated, pumpkin spice latte or caramel macchiato?
Oh, pumpkin spice. Way overrated.
70% of people say, yeah, pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah. I'm not living without my caramel macchiato, okay?
Also, tonight's MTV VMAs are marking the 10-year anniversary of when Kanye West jumped up on stage and interrupted Taylor Swift.
Ooh, that, she was that dirty.
It's kind of funny.
Rotten.
You get numb to that story, but I mean, if you really think about what happened.
If you go watch the video again, it's just as traumatizing.
It's so messed up.
Because you see it on her face. She's like, I don't even know what to do right now. Like, she was just on cloud nine, like, I won an award. This is crazy. And then all of a sudden, this guy's just like taking it all away from her.
And this was 10 years ago. So Taylor was young.
Man.
She's not 30-year-old Taylor.
Yeah,
she was
20-year-old
Taylor.
She is young, innocent.
I was telling you off air that I really find that, to me, this is when Taylor's changed. This changed her outlook on things.
Oh, yeah.
When this happened.
This was like one of her first songs, too. Remember? Because the very next year, she wrote a song about, what are you doing?
Yep. Yeah.
That was so rude.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I know. Yeah. I wanted to give you props. And Jackson hasn't been in this morning, so we haven't really been able to talk about it. But you scared Jackson finally.
I did it.
And
John.
You did a fantastic job. Because for years, Jackson has been bullying you in the halls.
I turn a corner and he makes these bird noises at me. And I like they're terrifying. It's the dumbest thing ever. But it'll be like, and then I just scream, and it's horrific.
Yeah.
Okay, finally. And so then I also, months and years have gone into me like attempting to scare him.
Uh-huh.
I'll jump out and be like, "Rawr!"
And he just stares at you.
Shakes his head.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nice try. I did it, though. I finally got him.
And you videoed it.
I have video of it.
Yep.
I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to try it. I'm just going to try to take a video.
Were you crawling on the ground?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
There was a lot that went into this
because
one.
Because I was watching the video and like I was like, she's really low to the ground. Like I know that the way you're trying to scare him in his production room and there's like a big window. So you must have been crawling underneath the window.
Yeah, I had to crawl underneath the window so he couldn't see me coming.
Sure, that makes complete sense. That doesn't seem crazy.
Listen, like I said, there's a lot of trial and error here.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah. And you're able to just slam open that door.
And I went, ha-ha!
And the look on his face was hilarious.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, it was good. It was awesome.
It was so good. Should I repost it to our story?
You know, you should. Okay. Right in the middle of the puppy party stuff.
Sure.
But if you want to watch it, it'll be up on our Instagram, Insta Story, Mix1051 Utah. I know earlier you talked about D23.
Yeah.
D23 is a Disney convention. Think of like Comic-Con.
Yeah, only it's all Disney.
Disney runs it.
Uh-huh.
And they release all the stuff that they want you to get excited about. Well, they announced that there's going to be a Frozen-themed roller coaster coming out.
Oh, is there? Because they have a Frozen-themed ride in Disney World.
Right. Have you been on that one?
Yes.
How is it?
I almost cried.
Really?
It's beautiful.
Is it like one of like the storybook ones?
You just get in a boat. Uh-huh. You go down, you float the river as it tells the story of Frozen, you know? And then the end, there's like a big waterfall and you think they're going to be frozen and they're not. And they're sisters and they're true love. And
is it like, have you been on the Little Mermaid one at California Adventure?
Yeah.
You know how it just kind of like tells the story with like some puppet? It's like that?
Yeah.
And it was good?
It was good. I got the chills. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. The coolest part though is when you're waiting in line.
Mm-hmm.
So you're waiting in line in like this old hut. And then all of a sudden on the wall, this guy like comes and, hello family.
I want that. No, this ride's not going to be at Disneyland in California or Disney World in Florida.
Where's it going to be then?
Disneyland Hong Kong.
Oh.
Gets to have the Wandering Oaken's sliding sleds.
Fun.
Passengers will ride sleds through Arendelle.
Okay, I like that.
They are building a frozen kingdom at the park.
Are they really?
It's a whole land that's pure frozen based.
Why don't we get that? Because we got Star Wars?
Probably so. And so this is just going to be one. I wish we would have got the Frozen.
Really?
Instead of Star Wars?
Star Wars?
I don't know. The Star Wars park.
Are you kidding?
The Star Wars park didn't impress me the way I think.
They have Coke bottles made for the park.
I know. But here's my problem with it. They make rides where you have to like meet strangers and go on it. And I'm like, ugh.
You know what? You just need to stop drinking the Haterade.
I know. I just got a cute photo from the Roy City Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah?
They listen to us every morning and they sent us a photo of them with Jackson.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got to go look at it.
It's cute. And he's got a bunch of Insta stories up as well up on our Instagram page. So if you want a puppy party, let us know. We're just teaming up with the Humane Society today. And of course, you can always go to the Humane Society and adopt your very own puppy.
Get a puppy.
Yeah.
Man, they bring so much joy.
They do. And they bring other people's. Like, they just make people smile.
Yeah, I had a bad day at work, and I come home, and my dog's just like, hey.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Gosh, I miss you so much.
Uh-huh. So you gave Ike $10, huh? You gave
Ike
$10 for sports?
Little turkey.
Okay.
All right, so here's the deal. First game of the year.
Yeah.
It is hot outside, right? And they haven't been running all summer. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
A little out of shape, a little rusty. So I could tell. It's like fourth quarter, and he is just like,
is he over it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like doing that thing where he's kind of half jogging across the field, chasing after the ball. So he comes out, they take a little break and he gets some water. And my deal is it's $5 for the first goal of the season. And then I'll give you $1 for every goal after
that. Wow. You can make some money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I usually
don't depends
pay out too much.
Okay.
So love you. Love you. So anyways, he's going back out. And so I just thought like, I got to motivate him. I got to do something. It was a spur of the moment. And I'm like, hey, $10, you get a goal. And I just saw it. I saw it, the look come over his face. He's like, yeah, okay.
It's worth it for 10.
Yeah.
I'm not getting out of bed for 5, but for 10.
I'll try now.
Yeah.
First thing he does, he goes and scores.
Oh.
And all the parents on the sideline are like, oh, $10, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then just the first thing he does, they all look at me and I'm like, yep.
That's the motivation.
I'm like, babe, you got $10?
Got to pass around a little collection right now. Yeah. Oh, that's cool, but that's exciting.
Yeah, so we got the first game, first goal. Because once they get that first goal, then it kind of...
It gets back in.
It lights the fire.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, all right, I'm in this. I'm in it to win.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Very cool. A Tesla driver was recently caught sleeping behind the wheel on I-5, which is a California freeway. This was near Santa Clarita, California.
Mm-hmm.
So Tesla has, like, autopilot.
Yeah.
So you have to sit there, and what happens is if you have, like, pressure at certain places, it knows there's still a driver who's there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you lay the right way, it can engage autopilot, and you can take a little nap. And so the car was going 70...
On the freeway.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
The car was going 75 miles per hour.
Uh-huh.
And drivers began to take pictures and video of the sleeping man before he just woke up and started driving his car again.
He's got drool dripping down the window. We were like, oh gosh, you got to look at this guy.
Everyone said that no time was the car driving erratically at all. Like, you wouldn't have known unless you drove up and you looked inside, as you know you do, and just saw,
like, saw this guy's face plastered against the window.
Just sleeping, just enjoying himself.
No.
I had a buddy. I haven't been in the autopilot Teslas, but I had a friend who went in one, and he said, yeah, like, seriously, you don't touch anything, and this car just drives itself, and even, like, when there's a turn on the freeway, and there's motorcycle people, like, it knows it all. It can sense it, and he's like, it's the most amazing thing in the world. I don't know if I trust it.
Dude,
I know I'm supposed to.
My car has a thing where it shows me a video of the top of my car.
I love that camera. Yeah.
And so, and it still, it weirds me out. Like, how do you know this?
Knows it all.
You're watching me at all times.
It knows everything about you at this point. You know, we're kind of encouraged to be on social media in our industry and what we do. Like, people, they want us on Facebook and Instagram. According to a new survey, though, 82% of people have to hide their social media while at work. And so there's, like, different privacy settings that they use to make sure, like, work doesn't know that they're on Facebook when they should be doing something else.
Oh.
There's, like, you know, different things you can download, I guess.
I didn't know that they had that.
Me neither. Top things we hide are pictures, then comments, and then status updates about their personal life. So if you're talking trash about the office, you don't want, like, people from the office knowing about
true
that.
True story. I know someone that just got fired for trashing the office on Facebook.
No kidding.
Yep.
Really? Mm-hmm. And 1/3 of us will not connect with a coworker on social media because they don't want anyone being able to get in there.
Well, okay, because especially if you're really, like, business professional and you kind of let loose a little bit on the weekend, you don't need people seeing those pictures.
It always shocks me. You know, there's some people just, like, within not the industry, but, like, people we know from being here, and they're very... buttoned up. But then I'll go on their social media page.
It's like, what?
Yeah. And I'm like, wow. Okay, you're a little
different. I've never seen you in jeans.
Yeah, exactly. Or flip-flops. I can see their hairy toes.
Gross.
Jackson is on the street. Jackson.
Hey.
Puppy parties continue. How goes it, man?
Oh, it's going great now that everyone's at work.
I know. We really got to start planning this to, like, kick off at 8, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea. But I got to tell you, people, Mondays are hard.
Yeah.
Everyone's having a hard day with Monday. And feels like every time you open up Facebook, some new horror is in the news. Like, the whole world is burning down or whatever.
Yep.
But when you're holding a puppy, man, you forget all about that.
I think that's why we love doing puppy parties. It's just everyone gets so excited.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
We were just at a U-Haul in Sunset, and, like, the girl's like, this woke me up more than my coffee did. They were so pumped.
Aww.
That's cool.
Everybody loves Elvis, huh?
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves Elvis, and everyone loves Spider, even though he's the worst one. He's such a little monster.
So, Jackson has puppies from the Humane Society. You got them in the mixed van, and you're driving around just to different business locations today, bringing puppy parties to you. And are you still taking addresses on the Instagram?
Yeah. We're still picking a couple more, and then we'll be heading back to the station. But I will say, we are heading south.
Okay. Got it. So Sunset was one of the spots that you're at. So south of there is what we're saying at this point. The Roy Parks and Rec Department just sent us a great photo of you with some puppies. I mean, it sounds like they had a blast when you were there.
They were so excited. I really wanted to go to Parks and Rec just so that I could ask them if it was exactly like Parks and Rec on TV. And they said it was exactly the same.
Perfect. Good. All right, Jackson's doing the puppy parties. Go to our Instagram page, Mix1051Utah. Have fun, buddy. We'll keep following you on your Insta stories.
All right, see you later.
Before we head out for the day, are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Of course.
So the McDonald's in Sedona, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
It's like where people go for like spas, right? Like
Sedona?
Don't you go for the week? Oh, we weekend in Sedona. It's like one of those type of places.
Yeah, that's probably why I've never been.
That's why you're looking at me like, ugh, no. They have, the McDonald's there has a turquoise M instead of the golden arches because the city thought the yellow would clash with its red rocks. So they actually banned the color from like signs. So McDonald's had to change it to be turquoise so they could put up their sign.
What?
Yeah.
And they won?
Well, yeah.
That's like challenging Walmart for something and thinking you're going to win.
I know different places have rules like that, or like the exterior can't be, you know, certain ways. And that's probably just one of those things. They didn't want the yellow arches. I don't find them to be hideous because to me, they're like a welcome beacon.
I know.
I said, come here.
I know. Like you could come be in a strange, out. You could be in a strange land in a strange area and you can't tell which way's north. You've lost your sense of direction.
Exactly.
And then, you know, you're having a terrible time and you've lost your luggage. Mm-hmm. The airline, they always do this to you. And then all of a sudden you just pull up and you're like, oh, the arches.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you can get in there. You can get yourself a Big Mac. Things
and
are
it tastes
be okay.
the same. And it tastes like a Big Mac.
Exactly the same.
And the fries are going to be just as salty here as they are anywhere else.
Exactly. That's why I want the golden arches.
Yes.
Monroe, final thoughts before we call it a day.
You got to check out the Insta story because as soon as Jackson's done with his puppy party business, I'm going to repost the video of me scaring him.
Oh, yes. It's fantastic. You got to watch it.
I am so proud of this.
You did a great job.
You were in a really important meeting it was like all professional.
There were people who flew in for this
meeting.
There
was a record rep.
Yes.
A person from a record. I just busted in there. I was like, John, I just checked the most important video of my career.
We made everyone wait so you could show me
this video. Yep, I'm sorry. I know you're talking to all your big, important artists right now, but Taylor Swift can wait, okay?
Yeah,
exactly. I scared Jackson.
Which was cool. It was a great video. So that's going to be up on our Insta story. All the podcasts, which one will last? Take this, I know, ours. It's the podcast extras. What'd you think? All the small things.
You don't want to know what I thought.
Ah, that look of disgust.
I'll be nice.
And shame.
I'll be nice.
You almost look like you want to take a shower, but that's okay. You know what? I enjoyed it.
I get it.
I'm proud of it.
Every guy out there listening right now is right there.
Yeah.
Right there with you.
Week 182. All right, let's get to the story. This isn't my story. Hold on. What did I do? I did this one. I did a bunch of news of the food.
News of the food.
For you with the podcast extras. For example, Kellogg's is bringing back pumpkin pie Rice Krispie treats for a limited time.
Pumpkin? Okay.
The treats are topped with white icing and infused with pumpkin pie flavoring. You can buy them at Walmart or Target.
Yeah, I just feel like the good old Ridge.
I like Rice Krispie treats if you're making them at home. Uh-huh. I've never liked the ones that you can buy.
Have you done the Rice Krispie brand?
Yeah.
Have you done the Disneyland one?
Yeah. I don't like either. I feel like, to me, I like the homemade ones. You know what I like, actually, is ones when you make like with different cereals outside of Rice Krispie. Like, have you ever made with Golden Grahams or... You've never made them like that? Or Lucky Charms?
It's a Rice Krispie treat.
There's better
cereals.
You can't
have a Golden Grahams crispy treat.
There are better cereals to use than Rice Krispie.
No, it's part of the Snap Crackle Pop.
CBS is claiming that Papa John's is developing a new pulled pork pizza that they'll have at the end of September.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was a pumpkin spice pulled pork pizza. I'm like, of course they are.
Hey, that sounds good. I'll take something like that. I'll try it, I guess. Why not? And finally, Japan Today is claiming that Japan's Ninja Bar is now selling a piranha ramen noodle dish.
Man, the Ninja Bar sounds so cool, too.
The restaurant is importing 2,000 piranhas from the Amazon River. I guess they fished out 2,000. Are they keeping them like in a tank like lobsters, and then you get a point to the piranha you
pick
want.
Pick out your piranha. I don't know, but have you ever seen what a piranha looks like?
Uh-huh.
I've never looked at a piranha and said, man, I want that in my soup.
No, you do it because you want to say you ate a piranha.
I ate a live piranha.
Right, that's why you do it.
Is it still living?
No.
Is it swimming around in your ramen noodles?
So, oh my God, you got to be very careful while you eat it. No, the fish is fried. So at least 100 people have already pre-ordered this dish, and a bowl of piranha ramen noodles cost $28.
No.
I'd do it.
No, I know you would.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh yeah, I've eaten a piranha before.
Conversation starter.
It tastes like chicken.
Yeah, exactly. That's why
have
I would do
frog
it.
Frog legs?
Yeah.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Just to say that you...
See what it was like.
What does it taste like?
They put a lot of like spice on it, so, and I'm not good with like hot stuff, so it tastes like hot to me. But like a chicken wing. Like if you went to Buffalo Wild Wings or something like that. That's all it is.
Is it really?
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
But it swims around in swampy water.
You ever do cow tongue?
No.
It tastes like pastrami.
No.
Never tried any of those?
I went to a like legit taco stand once.
Yeah.
And got it because I was like, I'll do the original.
Yeah.
And I saw the little hairs that on the tongue and I was like, no.
You can look at the taste buds.
I've had my experience. Thank you so much.
Rocky Mountain oysters. You ever do that one?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
Yes.
Why?
I like to try the weird stuff. Jen is not adventurous when it comes to this stuff. And when we travel, back when we like used to travel a lot, I would go like to the food carts.
So you would or eat the monkey brains in the Indiana Jones story.
Yeah.
No.
Why not? You gotta live
because
a little.
It's disgusting.
Gotta try it out.
Listen, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Uh-huh. I am way too old to be introducing new meat into my life. Okay?
Trust me, your stomach does not. That is the truth. I think I have stomach issues from all the weird stuff I ate on a few of our trips.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Your body's like, whoa!
Yeah, we don't have the right antibodies in our system for this right now. Have you heard about this woman in Missouri? She recently...
That one woman
the
in Missouri?
One woman, you know, Susie. Susie from Missouri.
Mm.
She went to the doctor because she thought she had some water in her left ear that wouldn't flush out.
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
But when the doctor checked it wasn't water. There was a spider that was living in her ear. A brown recluse.
What? How did she not die?
The spider never bit her while it was in there, and the doctors were able to pull it out without it ever biting. But needless to say, she's having a hard time sleeping.
I know right where she's coming from because I've had one in my nose.
That's right, you did.
Yeah. That's disgusting. I know. I know where she's at in life right now. You learn like different ways to sleep.
Yeah.
Like now she sleeps with her hands like tightly pressed over her ears.
They actually say that she's been sleeping with cotton balls in her ears because she like can barely sleep at night knowing that a spider crawled
in
there.
Can you imagine when the doctor made the announcement? He's like, all right, I want you to stay calm, Susie, but there's a spider in your ear. Like, nope, I would throw things at the doctor. Get it out!
Do you tell her or do you wait till you get it out? Do you just say, oh, I see what it is?
Uh-huh. If you're a smart doctor, you have to wait. But at the same time, do you have to just tell him?
I don't know.
Because what if she's like, well, what is it? And then you didn't tell her.
Like, oh, I don't
know. Come back and sue you.
Also, like, you know, that's pretty good to get it out without, like, losing a leg or something in there.
Oh, I'm sure it was a mess as it was coming out.
You don't think
it say it all came out in one
You don't think it was like a, okay, I guess I pictured it just like a little bloop. And there it is.
No.
Still, you think it was just like...
He like ripped one leg off and was like, oh, dang it. I almost had it. Okay, let me do it again. One more time.
And we'll leave you with that image. Thanks for listening to our podcast.